DarkCountyDailyNews.com. Paul Schmidt in studio with Hans Christian, owner of Studio 330 in Sturgeon Bay. 2020 has been a challenging year for musicians and performers, but you've been busy in studio, I know. Can you just kind of share some of the activities that you're doing in studio at 330 and some of the maybe projects you're working on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. COVID has definitely affected a lot of the music scene around the country and around the world. Because I have a pretty large network of artists that I know and have worked with in the past, I continue to have projects coming to the studio here in Sturgeon Bay, long distance and in person. So I have long distance projects from Los Angeles, a pretty big one came in a little while ago, and I just finished a project with an artist in Asheville, North Carolina, obviously long distance. And then regional artists, Marinette-based artist Rusty Wolf did a triple CD, really large project with him. And then several artists from the Green Bay area and from Waupaca also. And then one artist here from Door County. So it's been ongoing work, not as much as I usually do, but close to it.
That's encouraging. And can you just speak to your music specifically? I know you've had some recent albums and everything that have come out, and just talk about your music and your passion for the the music that you do.
Well, thanks. I released a new album in the beginning of this year, 2020, called After the Fall. It's more of an electronic slash world music album than some of my other releases. So I continue to experiment and stretch out in different areas. I'm working on some new material. I have a few pieces under construction right now of my own music. But you know, Paul, I also bring in myself as a musician and a creative force with the projects that come in here with other artists. So today's studio work requires you to be creative, to be technically fluent, and also to be supportive of the artist. So you bring yourself in all those areas, you know.
And as a producer and everything, too, you kind of got to be a sounding board and also a support system for a lot of artists, too. So you speak to that and being encouraging to them as far as, you know, going through, like you said, the trying times for performers and artists right now, just that, you know, there's, you know, staying optimistic and looking forward to a much, you know, brighter and more opportunities in 2021.
Yes. Well, I don't know what the future holds for all of us, so I can't make any promises that way, but it is true that when somebody decides to come to my studio and record here, they will have my full support. And it is, you know, first of all, it's my responsibility to make sure that we capture it as well as possible, but then also to understand what an artist is trying to do and make suggestions. Like, if I think I understand what you're trying to do, how about if we try it this way or do it this way? And then, of course, there's always a little nerves involved. So I've been there myself many times, having recorded in a lot of studios in my life, and I know what it's like to feel the pressure. And so I'm trying to help with that as well, you know, so people are comfortable, they enjoy the process, they remember to have fun doing it. It's not a test, you know, it's not like you can fail or anything like that. As we're working together to try to create something beautiful and something that they had envisioned for a long time. And that's very satisfying to work like that. It's really fun.
And, you know, especially these are kind of emotional times and everything, and sometimes that can instill a lot into an artist, too, as far as in their music and in their... Can you speak to that a little bit, too, even from a personal standpoint, that a lot of times
Sure. Yeah, no, you know, music is really... It's the language of the emotions, and we, as musicians, we have each... one of us has their own way of expressing ourselves and maybe going through a little bit of a healing process as we're going through these COVID times. I find it very releasing to come up to work on my own music. It's a very deep and very positive process. You know, so if you're a songwriter and you just you discover your true voice and you're writing your own material and stuff, it's profoundly gratifying. Now, if you're a composer and you're coming up with ideas and say, oh my God, this is working and this is inspiring and it's meaningful to me, that is profoundly gratifying, you know, and it's one of the great benefits that we have as artists, that that is what we do. You know, we express our inner truth, and that's beautiful.
And I know one of the, not proteges, but one of the people that you've worked with is Eli Mattson, and he's going to be performing here in a couple weeks, I believe, at the Southern Door Auditorium, and that's going to be a neat concert, too. And just speak to that as far as artists, you know, again, able to perform, you know, in some respects, virtually, the technology really allows for people to do more now than they could have done years ago if we were in a similar situation, I guess.
Right. I think all of us artists can't wait for the day until we can, in clear conscience, step in front of an audience and play a real concert, not just step in front of an iPhone or a little camera. So we all have to decide, both the concert promoters and the musicians, at which point we feel like it's the right thing to do. And as an audience member, by the way, too, when are we ready to join a group, you know, a concert experience? So now is probably not the right time yet, but hopefully we're getting there next year.
Very good. And any plans for a new album coming into the new year, or any thoughts on that?
New album?
Yes.
I always have something on the burner, but I'm going to keep that under wraps for now. It's not at the point where I can make any announcements, but I am working on new material.
Good. Great. Anything else you'd like to add, Hans?
Yeah, you know, one thing that I'd like people to know about my studio specifically is that I've continued to make investments in upgrading the studio. I recently bought a very, very high quality microphone. I have many microphones, and many of them are in the thousands of dollars, but this one is in the 5,000s of dollars, and it's a whole other level of quality. And so I continue to steer the studio in the direction of high quality recording, you know, for singer-songwriters, but then also enhancing it with virtual sound libraries and modern production techniques. But it's really the direction that Studio 330 has been taking and continues to take, is to offer really high-quality equipment to get the best sound possible, and just a really gratifying experience for the artists when they come in, say, wow, this sounds great, I love it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's my goal, and I'm going to continue to work on that and continue to invest in that. And that's the calling that I feel as a studio owner, to provide that. And all for actually really reasonable rates, because I know that most artists are struggling right now, so I have not raised my rates in a long time.
You've been listening to a podcast with musician and Studio 330 owner Hans Christian.